Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirk and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here with Associate Professor Michelle Kluver from the University of the Western Cape, and she's a professor of astrophysics. Now, we're not going to talk about astrophysical things today. We're going to talk about the planetarium, which I'm sure many Fine Music Radio listeners have visited, but maybe you haven't visited it recently because Michelle's been behind the refurbishment of the planetarium, and boy, is it something special. So, Michelle, please do tell us some background to what's happened to the planetarium in the last year or so.
It's very nice to be here. Thank you, Keshel. And yes, it's very nice to be on the other end of a refurbishment, a much-needed refurbishment at the planetarium, which still had its original install equipment from 1987 until, you know, just last year. And really the way that planetariums have moved internationally is to more of a digital dome where you actually, instead of using a star machine to predict the stars, you use very high definition projectors. And that means that you can actually project not just the stars and the planets, but you can actually project a whole range of other things as well. So it's in total a 27 million rand refurbishment, and some of that is still in progress because we're also going to be updating the foyer of the planetarium and having its own separate entrance and updating some of the rather old exhibits that have been around the entrance. But the projection system cost about 20 million rand, so it was a very big challenge in order to come up with that kind of money, but we were very fortunate that we had great support from the Department of Science and Technology, who came in early on and saw the potential as a visualization facility. So not just for the public to have the usual kinds of planetarium shows like Sky Tonight shows where we talk about what you can see when you go outside at night and also sort of astronomy content, but we're also now in a position to show content on a very wide variety of biological, geographical and climate change themes. So they invested 10 million rand fairly early on, and we also then got support from the universities from the Western Cape, so University of Cape Town, University of Western Cape and CPUT.
Now I have to say that, you know, the planetarium show is a completely different experience to what it has been. I was lucky enough to be invited along and attended one of the shows, and it's like a kind of massive 3D experience or some sort of virtual reality thing without a headset. It's extraordinary. I mean, at the end of the show, I wanted to sort of turn around and unhook my seatbelt.
Yes.
Because you get this fantastic sensation of being really inside the cosmos.
Yes.
It is an extraordinary thing. And so you have many shows going a week now that people can, and how can people find out about these shows?
So you can go to the Zico webpage. The planetarium has its own webpage, which has details of all the shows that are currently running with clips as well as times and, you know, what sort of ages they're suitable for. And there's also a Facebook page as well that not just advertises the shows but also sort of draws on interesting things that are happening in planetariums in general, and also sort of brings in a little bit of the research side of what we're doing at the planetarium. And we have very high quality projectors. So this is an 8K full dome system, which is state of the art around the world. And so that means you've got 64 megapixels, for those that are technologically minded, spread around the dome. So you've got an incredible rich resolution. So it's quite a unique space to do very interesting things, actually, which is something we're also hoping to get started within Cape Town, where we bring in artists and musicians and people to produce things, to use that space as sort of a platform to do interesting things.
It's a wonderful facility to have in Cape Town. I would urge listeners to go along to the planetarium and watch a show. It is a completely different experience, almost an out-of-body experience. It's marvelous. Thank you so much for coming into the studio, Michelle Kluver, and talking to us about it. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.
FMR.